Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the darling Ella Halikas.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming. I'm like pressuring you to do my podcast so we can hang out.
Oh, no, literally. We have to. This worked out great. You're like, you can hear that. And I'll
so I have an hour of your time. I know. The next time we hang out, I'm like, can you come on the pod again?
No, literally. We'll just have to make this a thing.
I know. I'm so down. Ella, we have been internet friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
I know my old roommate Peyton was like trying to matchmake us.
Yes, literally.
Literally as friends. And I'm like so glad that I finally met you. Was the first time I met you at a Revolve thing?
I think it was like one event. It was either that.
Super Bowl one.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And I was like, wait, we're supposed to be friends.
Yes.
Like Peyton told me we're supposed to be friends.
And I love that for us. So anyway,
look at
tell
us
me, I know, we've come so far. Tell me a little bit about yourself, like your elevator pitch. Give us the Ella
411, where you're from. I know you're Greek.
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Okay, that's a full question. We're just going to get straight to it. Yeah. Hi, I'm Ella Halikas. I am 25 years old. I'm from the Bay Area. Went to school, first Washington State, transferred to Hawaii.
So cool.
When I went to school in Hawaii, I started getting into modeling by just taking photos on the beach. Mm-hmm. People are like, you should do this. I'm like, there's no way. Started taking more and more photos. People were loving it, showing all the confidence. Got scouted by an agent through Instagram. Mm-hmm. Moved back home to the Bay Area to save money. Pandemic hits. I'm like, I'm not happy. I need to move. Chase your dreams. I moved to LA to pursue what I'm doing now in May of 2020, mid-pandemic.
Pandemi Lovato.
Pandemi Lovato. So crazy. But yeah, that's kind of how it all started. And then that's like very, very short story though. And yeah, now I am just here doing content creation, modeling, want to get into more of like a business side of myself, but been able to do this more like full-time now. So I'm super mm-hmm. happy.
When you first moved to LA, did you have another job?
So when I moved to LA, no, I was unemployed. There was like nothing. And mm-hmm. my parents were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll figure it out. I had a savings and it was like unemployment, like which wasn't bad at the time. And then I just had an agent here, but she was like, you do realize like you're moving during a time when there's no jobs, like no one's mm-hmm. booking anything. And I was like, no, we're going to make it work. Within like a few months, August, I booked a JCPenney commercial and then I booked a Snapchat commercial.
Sick.
Yeah. And I was just like, booking shit. Uh-huh. And I was just like DMing everyone, like trying to shoot with whoever, like collab with everyone. Like I had 10,000 followers at the time. Yeah. And
how'd you have 10K followers? From modeling stuff or like posting?
From like Hawaii, like bikini okay. photos on the beach. Like, and then I had a YouTube channel when I first started. And then I was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I started with that. And then more so just kind of like sharing my story and like confidence a little bit. At a very like lower level in a way, but mm-hmm. I was like, I really want to do this, like, and I want to move to LA and I want to like focus on it, but you're not really making that much money when you have that, like, you know, maybe you yeah. do, but I wasn't as a micro influencer making really anything, so it wasn't sustainable. But I knew that if I kept going at it and stayed consistent with my content, I can grow. And then I got on TikTok when I was living at home, kind of got on early before any of my friends. And then I started growing on TikTok from like body positivity and like my modeling videos.
Love.
Yeah. And no one was really on TikTok at the time. I think I got in at like such a good time that a lot of my videos, boom, viral. So I was growing quickly on TikTok.
Sick.
And that's how it kind of started. And then some of those followers would go to Instagram and mm-hmm. that's kind of how it all started.
I will say that's the one thing I do love about TikTok is how the For You page, like you have an opportunity to really grow as a creator.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like
totally.
On Instagram and YouTube, it's so much harder because it's like so hard
harder.
To get the recommended and like, you know
right.
what I mean? The algorithm is like easier to grow on TikTok.
Totally. Especially Instagram. But I feel like they are pushing like reels and doing all their stuff now. But for a long time, it was like good luck growing on Instagram. Like yeah. it was so hard.
No, exactly.
So TikTok, I kind of jumped on that opportunity and people were like, what are you doing? It's so embarrassing. Like people from my high school were like, what are you doing? And now they're like all asking me how I did it. I'm like, funny how that works.
It's weird until it isn't.
Right.
Until it's cool.
Right.
So, okay. Let's break this down because you are definitely a go-getter.
Yes.
Like from my perspective,
you
can just tell you're a go-getter. You work your ass off. You do the shit that everyone wants to have the balls to do. Mm. So how do you push yourself to do that and get yourself uncomfortable? Like people don't understand like uploading on anything is like it's low-key embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're like, it's cringe.
Right? Like
we're still doing that in 2022.
Even though we're still doing it, like it's scary and embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like, and people are gonna talk like that you care about or you cared about at one point.
Right.
So like how did you essentially like grind through that time?
I think it's having a strong why and like a deep like sense of purpose and like self-confidence. Like it's like a deep understanding of like, this is what I need to do. I don't give a shit what people think.
Love.
Like it's almost like locked in tunnel vision. Like I literally do not care that my grandma might see this photo of me in a bikini. Like I know one day I will get on Sports Illustrated. So you might not understand why I'm posting half naked on the beach in Hawaii, but I knew all along
yeah.
I was gonna be in Sports Illustrated, but no one knew.
This is literally me trying to explain to my grandma whether like rips in my jeans. Like,
literally. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Yaya, means grandma, like I'm so sorry you have to see this, but like just trust me. Even my family, they're like, what are you doing? Or like, why are you moving to LA? Like, get serious about your job. What are you doing? And I literally just had to block out the noise. Like, you kind of have to get to a point of like, let me just show you. Like, I'd rather just do it and show you and myself that I can do it than sit here and be like, well, I really want to do this, so I have to post to get followed. Like, no, like just watch.
Yeah,
it was like that.
I love that. But when you're in that moment, mm-hmm. and you're like, you're really in that position, mm-hmm. you haven't quote unquote made it yet. Mm-hmm. You're not booking the jobs you want yet. You haven't done the Sports Illustrated yet. Like, how are you when you're freaking out? Like, shit. Like, what did you tell yourself? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're blocking out the noise, but were you like, okay, so I need to DM this. Like, what was your game plan? I need to DM this person. I need to post this. Like, what was your...
Right. It was more like when I moved to LA, I didn't have like financial help from my family. Like I was kind of on my own. I think when you don't have a plan B, plan A has to work. Like you have to make plan A work. So like I put a lot of pressure on myself, but I turned it into like a lot of motivation. And I think.
I like that.
Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
I love
like
that.
Like when you're like, right. Fuck, I don't have money. I gotta make it work.
And I think whether that wasn't going to work, something else was going to come up. And I heard on a podcast or someone was talking about it. It's almost like you have like a delusional self-worth and confidence. Like it's almost delusional how much I believed in myself. Mm-hmm. Like literally, if you watch my first video, Sports Illustrated audition tape in 2018, it was horrible, blurry camera, like had never modeled before in my life. Don't even know what I'm doing. Wearing yellow glasses, the weirdest, like, you know, bikini. Like I just like literally did not look like a model. And here I am being like, Sports Illustrated, like choose me. Like you have to be so delusional, like to believe in yourself mm-hmm. almost. Like, and it will work out.
I also think a lot of people underestimate like how important and helpful that embarrassing Sports Illustrated audition or whatever, like that, mm-hmm. the yellow glasses, right? Mm-hmm. Like you look back on that and I'm sure like a little bit cringe because I look back on my videos right. and I cringe. I'm right. like, who like, did I think I was, right?
Yeah.
But you learn so much as you go, like experience and learning like, okay, that didn't work. I did that. Why didn't it work?
Right.
And taking what you learned and, you know, doing it the next year and the next right. year is what gets you the job.
Right.
So I think it's like just rip off the Band-Aid and trying it, which is what you have done, is like, it's so simple, but it's so hard.
Totally. I think it's like staying the course, like knowing you want to get here. Everyone now, especially nowadays, too, like we all want it now. And I even struggle yes. with that. Like it's really hard for me to stay patient.
Instant gratification.
When, like, I know I want that. And it's like, why am I not there yet? And I think understanding that no one gets from A to Z, like you literally have to take each step in your path, and each step is so vital for your journey. Mm. And it's like that first video, had it never come out, this second wouldn't have come, the third wouldn't have come, and I wouldn't have been in the magazine. Like the first is critical for your journey. Like the first post you make is critical. The first TikTok you make is critical. Whether it's like the most embarrassing thing you can do, like you have to just stay locked in and know that like that is part of the process.
Totally.
You know?
I feel like a lot of times too in traditional industries, there's like, if you want to be a doctor, it's like A to Z. Like you go to college, you mm-hmm. get into med school, you do your rounds, whatever.
I'm like, totally. You're like, I don't fucking know, right. but like there's
so
a
like,
long path.
Yeah, there's like an mm-hmm. A to Z path, right?
Right, right.
In entertainment in general, or like in modeling and influencer, whatever, this industry is way different. I feel like a lot of people do like A to F to Y to Z, right? Like right. it's a lot of jumping around. You like, it's not a direct line, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Like there's a
right.
bunch of different paths you can take. What do you feel like was untraditional about your path?
Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that like it's normal to move to LA and then in a year you're a Sports Illustrated. Like people are like, how did you, like, it sounds crazy. I think that on paper doesn't look traditional. Like, you're like, what? Like, that should have taken 5 years. You should have been in LA for 5 years before you had X amount of followers. So I think my growth was pretty quick in when you're looking at it from the outside in. When I'm in my position, I've been working at it behind the scenes for 5 years. I was putting that work in, filming my YouTube videos in Hawaii, going to school, all hours of the day going to school, serving until midnight, coming home and editing YouTube videos on my janky laptop that like kept breaking down every second.
Me.
going to Starbucks and being the last one in Starbucks editing videos for 8 hours because my laptop was so old it like wasn't working quickly. Like it just like no one saw that.
Yeah.
I wasn't documenting that part of me. So I moved to LA and
same.
I like pop off or grow quickly on TikTok and this, and it's like, no, but no one saw my grinding years.
And in your head, you're like, it's about damn time.
Right. I'm like, it's about damn time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everyone else is like, how'd you do that?
That was so quick. Yeah. That's not normal. Like, you're so lucky. You're so this. It was so easy for you. I'm like, no one has any idea. Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
I think you just made such a good point. I think there's also years. So there, we talked about how important and cringy that first upload is, right? Like the first video you do, right? But no one talks about all the videos you made that you didn't upload,
mm-hmm.
or like that you filmed and didn't even edit because you were like, oh, this footage is embarrassing, mm-hmm. or like all of that. Like that's years and years and years of practice,
totally,
essentially.
Totally, totally.
That no one sees.
No one sees it. It's almost like the under the radar. Like it's almost like the building blocks and the foundation of your growth is that. Like mm-hmm. those were my building blocks. That was my foundation because you can't get there without like a sturdy, stable foundation. Like it's almost just like simple when you look at it like a building almost. Like you're building this thing and it's mm-hmm. like if this isn't solid, then that's not solid, and that's not solid, and then you're not getting there. It's like it's literally a stepping stone.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love this.
The building blocks.
Yeah, building blocks. Okay. So what's the first big thing that really popped you off? SI? Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that was like the first major.
Let's talk about that process because I know it's really like hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried out in 2018. Didn't get it. Wasn't even a model. Whatever. And
Can you explain the trying out? Because I know people, like some people don't understand what that is.
Yeah. So it was an open like casting call that you can film a video, film, edit, and then post it on your Instagram or on their feed. They have like a feed online thing that you can submit a video. I submitted a video on Instagram, and it helps when you have more followers because you can get people to tag, share, and then you can get seen more from the editors. I, at the time when I posted my first video, had like 2,000 followers on Instagram, so not a lot. Mm-hmm. And I posted it. And didn't get that much traction, like, but it was like kind of embarrassing, but I had to post that. Mm-hmm. Didn't get it, but I knew one day I was gonna get it. I just mm-hmm. knew it. And so I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna get there, but I'm gonna get there. 2019 comes along. By then I had some experience with like some swimsuit modeling. I had, you know, more experience in front of a camera. I was a little bit more confident with my body. Tried out again. Had a videographer help me film it. A little bit more professional looking.
Mm-hmm. You learned so much from the first one.
Crucial. Then 2019, I post that. I didn't get it, but they posted my video on Instagram on their page, which they had a million followers. I was like, whoa, I've never even posted or like anything like
this.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
This is crazy. Like, they've seen me. They know I exist. Like,
and
what
the heck? Big were you at this time?
3,000 followers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Crazy. And I was like, oh my God, this is huge. And I was like crying at a restaurant, never forget. And I like ran out and I was like, oh my God, I think I got it. Like it was like almost a false sense of hope that I got it.
Oh, whoa. So
and
this
then
is before
I
they
didn't get a call.
Anything.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. And they were like, we love your message. Like fire emoji, Ella Halikas. And I was like, wait, what? So then I didn't get it. I was so heartbroken over this one.
Oh my God, I'm literally heartbroken for you.
No, I was like literally devastated.
No.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean I didn't get the call? Like
that's
you posted my video.
Yeah.
Biggest tease of 2020 at that time. What was it? 2019. So then after that, I was like, oh, it's game time. Like I was so motivated with that.
Really?
So they opened up a casting call in Miami last minute. I had like $1,000 to my name, was serving at a restaurant in Hawaii. I said, screw it, I'm going.
Shut the fuck
up. 2 days notice, sent it to Miami.
You literally. I love this.
Sent it to Miami.
You don't give a
making
fuck.
Moves.
Yes.
Making moves. Moved to Miami, told my manager at the restaurant, not coming in next week. I have goals to like freaking accomplish.
Were your parents like, what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely. But they were just like, okay.
Shut
your
up.
Luck. Yeah. Went alone. My cousin came with me. We like made a fun vacation out of it. But anyways, I go there. Stand in line, 4:30 in the morning, pouring rain at the W Hotel, waiting in a long line outside. 4:30 in the morning, I'm standing there, and I was like, this is my moment I've been waiting for my whole life. Like, this is the interview. I'm literally nervous. No, I know. I literally get into the building. We walk up to the table. I'm literally shaking, you guys. I have, like, I'm like, what's my message? Why am I here? Why do I deserve this? Look at all these thousands of girls that want this. Okay, my name's Gabrielle. Like, I'm, like, practicing. I'm like, wait, no, just be yourself. I sit down with a model and she has her phone on the table and they all have their phones facing up and you literally have a minute or 2 minutes to like sell your pitch. I'm like, fuck. When you see the timing like ticking, everything,
wait,
I just got
mean?
So nervous.
What do you mean you're sitting with a model?
So the models are the judges. So yeah. So the models.
The Sports
Illustrated
oh
models
my
were the
God.
Judges. Yeah.
And wait, are you sitting down? You're trying to talk to them?
Yeah. You sit down one-on-one. They call your name up.
Do we know who this model is? Are you allowed to say?
I can. I think it was Robin. I forget her last name, but it was Robin. Beautiful, beautiful model. And I'm sitting with her and she has her phone and Olivia Culpo sitting next to me. There's Camille Kostek there.
What do you mean
Haley Khalil.
Their phone's just like up?
Sitting up with the timer on.
Oh, with the timer on.
With the timer on. Like, ding, 2 minutes. Hi. What's your name?
It's like Rush.
And I'm like, no, literally. It's like Rush Shorty. No, but way worse. I was like.
It's like Bama Rush.
Yep. And I was like, hi, my name's Elias. And like, I just like really want to like, you know, show people that like you can be beautiful in like a curvy body. And like, you know, we need representation of like our body size. But like, it wasn't that strong. And it wasn't that like, I just was like scrambling and I was so scared. I was so nervous. I was shaking. And
are you in a bikini?
No.
Okay.
No. Some girls did though. Some girls were.
What were you?
With heels. Dude, I didn't even have money for, like, a cute fit. Like, yeah. I was wearing some random, like, romper from American Eagle.
Slay.
Like, you know? Like, yeah. I just was working with what I had.
Mm-hmm. I love American Eagle.
I know, right? We stand.
Yeah. But Aerie, sponsor us.
Sponsor us, please. Yeah. Thank you. Actually, a huge goal.
Yeah.
Making moves. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So then the timer was going, and I was just like, okay, and that was it. Time's up. And she's like, okay, thank you. Nice to meet you. Next. And I just was like, fuck. Like, I don't know if I did it. Like, that wasn't, like, selling enough. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah.
So I leave, go back to my hotel. I'm like shaking, waiting for the call. Don't get the call.
Fuck.
And I'm like, wow. Like, I literally sent it to Miami for this and I didn't get it.
And like, spent all this money.
I was like, well, I'll try again next year. Like, you're not going to get rid of me.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So next year comes along, it's 2020. I moved to LA. I'm like, go time, tunnel vision, it's grind, let's go.
Can I interject really quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, was there anyone in your life that was like, fucking go to Miami? Like, was there anyone that was like, you got this?
No. No one.
There, like, no friend, no anyone.
Not one.
Okay, so you were just like, tunnel vision, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I was born to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, copy. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is pretty crazy, actually, looking back on it. If anything, I had opposite feedback of like, what are you doing? Kind of self-doubt a little bit, like pushing doubt upon me.
And at this point, were you just like, no, now I actually have to because I've been trying for so long kind of thing?
Yeah, and also like, I'm not going to keep doing this publicly and get rejected time and time again. Like, I have to get it.
Get it, yeah.
And also like, I know I deserve to be in, like, I, like, yeah. I know I belong there. Like, it's weird. Like, yeah, you feel it. Uh-huh. It's like, it's almost like you feel like you belong. It's like so weird to explain, but you feel like it's like yours and you have to get it. And so after that, 2020 comes along, I moved to LA. Tunnel vision, let's go. My whole goal was Sports Illustrated that year.
Why but Sports Illustrated?
Since I was a kid, just seeing how inclusive they've always been, mm-hmm. how iconic these women are.
Agreed.
It's so diverse. It's so beautiful. It's like classy but sexy, and it's everything I've ever wanted to be. Like, it's also, it was
cool.
Just,
I know you were an athlete growing up, mm-hmm. right? It was cool for me too, because I was an athlete. Like, seeing like sporty girls be like sexy. Like, totally. I feel like normally like female like athletes or like sports, they're like, oh, like,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Not seeing that them be sexy, like, appeal.
Like, so sexy is, yeah. like, was such a cool, like, unfamiliar thing at the time.
Right.
At least growing up for me, I thought.
Totally. And they've always been an organization and a community that has built this family community, but then also not just had a token curve girl or a token black girl or an Asian girl or like whatever race you want to be, like a token. It wasn't that. They've always wanted to include you because you belong there.
Love that.
And they wanted mm-hmm. to celebrate you. They wanted to celebrate every shape, size, and color mm-hmm. and not make you the token girl, which a lot of brands do that. So I've always wanted to be a part of the magazine and the family and all of that.
Okay.
So I go to 2020. I try pandemic hits. I'm like, are they going to do it again this year? Miami, they don't do because you can't fly yeah. anywhere. Everything's closed. So I'm like, oh my God, is it just going to be a video? Okay, well, got to go harder. Finally hired a makeup artist. Finally hired a videographer that was really good. The other one was good too, but I like invested more money in mm-hmm. and I just went so hard for this one. I like really crafted my message, really made sure I honed in on it. It was different. It wasn't like every curve girl's message. I wanted to stand out. And I had this message of, I don't want to be put in a box. You're either put in a box because you're small, which they call straight size in the industry, or you're plus plus size, or you're curve. I'm like, I just want to be me. I want to be healthy. I want to be me. I want to be my best version of myself. I don't want to be put into this box that this industry places us in. So that was kind of my message with this last video. I tried out, meaning I posted the video. It popped off. I had more followers at the time. This time around, I had maybe 12,000 when I posted it and 100,000 on TikTok. So I had more.
Okay. Yeah. So did you post it on Instagram and TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, I went hard. I posted like 5 videos. Like, one thing about me is like, if I do one, I'm doing 5 pieces of content. Like, we're pushing it hard.
Okay.
We're not going to have one and let it sit there. I'm doing photos, videos, reels, everything if okay. I can, like, just to get seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are not going to get rid of me. You might as well just say yes, or I'm just going to keep coming back.
So this is your third time?
Third time trying out. But after everything, it was like 4 years, kind of like yeah. 3.5, 4 years, because there's a lot of waiting time involved. After I posted it, I did get some buzz. I did get, like, you know, some of the SI models reposting it, commenting like, oh my God, you look great. Mm. Kind of get like some more people I was like looking up to, commenting, sharing it. And I was like, wow, like I'm reaching a bigger audience. Mm-hmm. Then about a few months later, I get a DM from them, Sports Illustrated, that they want me to get on a call with them. I'm like, oh my God, like I have chills thinking about it. And I was like screaming. My roommate's like, what's going on? I was like, Sports Illustrated, I got a call back.
Stop,
oh my God.
Finally.
Like,
oh
finally.
God.
So I had the call back with them. It was a Zoom interview with all the other girls. There was like 14 or 15 girls.
Wait,
in the
what
group.
Other girls?
The other girls that were on a callback. So there was 15 other.
So was like Katie on that?
No, we were in different groups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anyone that we know on that?
No, not okay. No. Okay. And not that I can remember. It was so long ago.
So this was just one callback. Like, you had to do multiple things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so this
God,
was just
I'm
one callback.
Out.
I know. Okay. So I'm like shaking. It's my first time ever seeing MJ and all the other editors.
She's
face to face. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And all the editors. And then Jasmine Sanders was the guest judge.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, I was shaking. I was freaking out. I literally wanted to throw up. I think I did well. When they went around to every single girl, I think I did pretty well. I said my story. Everyone was pretty emotional. Everyone got, like, emotional about their story and their whys. It was pretty draining. Like, it was a lot. And I got off the call, but I was like, I feel good. Like, I kind of feel, like, on fire. Like, yeah. I feel like that was good.
Love it when you know you nailed it.
Yeah. Was like, I didn't 100% nail it, but I feel like I sold myself enough where they, like, get me and can see where I'm coming from. And, like, mm-hmm. I still feel like I did really well. So we wait. It's kind of a waiting game. And then I think another month goes by and I get another DM from them. And they were like, we'd love to have a second call back with you.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm like, let's go. Like, I was like, no way. So I had a flight actually to Hawaii that morning, canceled it, had to get on this call. Obviously, would not miss it for the world. And I literally get on this call and we start the Zoom call and there's 14 of us And we get on the call. And
people called back.
Yes.
Okay.
And it, for the people called back. And MJ starts out by, oh my God, it's crazy. Was it 14?
Oh my God, my heart is pounding.
She goes, hi, ladies. Like, thank you so much for joining this call. I just want to start out by saying you're looking at the top 14 finalists of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, bawling. Like, everyone's like bawling. Like, I have chills thinking about it again. It was just like in that moment of like, bitch, we did it.
Wait, so it was only two calls,
we did it.
Technically.
Yeah.
The DM, then the main call, and then the...
And then the second call. And then
so is Katie on this call?
Yes. I know. I wasn't even like friends with her at the time,
oh
so I don't even remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Kristen Harper. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Allie Cortinall, all of us, and we were on the call. It's so funny. I like didn't even know any of them really then.
Yeah.
Like then. Now we're all like best friends. But yeah, on the call, and that's when we found out.
I literally have chills.
I know.
Like, what the heck?
I know. It was a wild ride.
Wow. What a, like, I love that she started off strong. Like, thank you for telling us.
No,
like,
literally. Yeah. And we were like, wait.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Like, everyone just starts bawling. Like, it was a really, ew, wow. Never forget that day.
So, what happened then? Like, what happened next?
Then it was like, you're shooting with Sports Illustrated for the magazine in... a month, I think.
Have you ever done like a bikini modeling like shoot?
Oh yeah, that's all I had done at the time was swimsuit modeling from like Hawaii and
got it.
Mainly all I did at that time was all swimsuit modeling. So for me, I was like, oh yeah, like let's fucking go,
yeah.
I got this. But at that time, we didn't know who was in the magazine, who was in the digital online magazine, who made the top six, who made the, like, no one knows anything. Like, it's still a journey.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you go to, she shot in Atlantic City, New Jersey, because everything was closed because COVID. We couldn't go overseas. We shot in Atlantic City. It was amazing. And then it was like all, I think it was 13 of us, because a few people, it was 15 and then it went down to 13. After the 13
Why
of us.
Why does it go down to 13?
A few people left for, like, personal reasons.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was 13 of us. And then we all shot and we didn't know who was going to make it in the actual hard copy.
Like the magazine.
Yes.
Wait, how do they decide that?
Well, usually it's top six, but then months later we get a message from them saying, hey guys, I know you're like patiently waiting to see who gets top six. Like, exciting news. You all made the magazine. We couldn't just choose six. You guys all killed it. So we're all like, oh my God, like crying, screaming, throwing up. Like,
what?
All made the magazine, all of
Shut
us.
Shut up.
Yep. But then we didn't know who got full pages, who got half pages. We had no idea what photos they were going to choose. You don't know. So it was my first time at the airport on my way to Miami for the launch weekend of the magazine. And I hadn't even seen what photo they chose.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
How much does, like, getting a full page versus a half page, like, affect a model's career? Like, what does that mean? Like, I guess break that down for us.
It doesn't necessarily affect much now. Maybe back in the day it did. I mean... I can say it didn't, I don't think affected me any differently. I mean, I was really grateful and lucky enough I did get a full page and I was super surprised by that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, what does that?
But I don't think it had much of a difference.
Okay.
I just think it's like you get a full page so you can like pull it out, you can print it out and frame
Fabulous.
It. Like it's just like, it's a big photo.
Got it.
So it's more, like, I guess, cool. I don't know the right words. I mean.
But it doesn't like.
It doesn't greatly
it's
affect.
It's not like getting like a cover.
Right.
I guess. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Okay.
The cover is like, whoa.
Yeah.
whoa. Yeah, right? Or like a full spread would be like both sides of the magazine.
Oh, okay.
It's cooler too. We just got one page or a half.
Okay. Or a half of like a side of a page.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Copy.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm like trying to understand
You're trying to
everything.
Break it all down. Yeah. I love this.
Okay. So you then went to Miami. You don't know if you're going to get a page.
Yeah, or anything. And then people are like, you're going to freak out when you see this. I'm like, no one tell me. Like, I need to see it myself. And I finally found it after running around all over San Francisco because I had a modeling job in San Francisco. Dad picks me up. We're running around all over the city. It had just hit the stands that day. All over Barnes & Noble, every
bookstore.
You didn't
know?
No.
Did you not even know the photo?
No, they don't tell you. You have no idea what photo they're choosing.
Stop.
No, I've never seen any of my photos.
Were you not like a nervous wreck?
I was a nervous wreck.
What if you didn't like the photo?
No, I know. I feel like some people weren't the biggest fans.
About.
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of, like, not a lot, but I feel like some people maybe didn't like theirs as much. Like,
stop.
Yeah, you don't know what photo they choose or you don't know what any of them look like.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So I ran over all over San Francisco. We can't find anywhere. CVS, Walgreens, Target, this, bookstore, Barnes & Noble. Nowhere. Me and my dad are like freaking out. We go to the airport and finally after like 30 stores, I was going to miss my flight to Miami. I had to get on the flight. I go to the airport. I'm walking through the airport. I'm like wearing like sparkly glam from my set, like horrible makeup. I walk and I see the Sports Illustrated Meg Thee Stallion on the cover.
Stop.
Yep. Love in her. The freaking airport store.
And Hudson I was
like,
News.
Yep. Literally. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's it. That's this. So I literally like run up. Meanwhile, no one has any idea what's going on. I want to scream from the rooftops. I'm in this magazine so bad, but I like couldn't. I had to play cool. And I literally grab it and I'm like, I grab like a stack of five and I like get in the airport and I like whatever, go to the cashier and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, thank you so much. And I like run and I'm like, okay, I need a moment before I board. I have 5 minutes before I board. I put my magazine in front. I literally like start filming by myself. I put my phone on like selfie camera. Meanwhile, I'm exhausted, like long day of traveling, glitter whatever. Yeah, all this stuff. And I literally sit there and I like open the page and I hadn't seen any single photo. And I'm like, looking at everyone like, wow, this is amazing. Everyone looks incredible. And then it gets to the swim search like finalist page. I'm like, oh my God, here we go. And I like flip and I'm like, oh, she looks beautiful. Sage. Oh my God. Alex, Allie, everyone looks so beautiful. And I like flip to my page and I was just like, and I just like started crying mid airport. Just like, that's me. That's literally what I've been working for.
Insane.
Insane.
Oh my gosh. Insane. I'm so like excited for you. That's such a good story.
Thank you. It's such a fun one to tell. Like I tell it almost every podcast. So I'm sorry if you like keep listening to my podcast, guys, and you're the same.
But it's
like,
such a good story.
I have to because it's like that's part of my journey. Like
and
it's
you grinded for that.
Grinded. Yeah. Like it was just like cries of like sweat, pain, tear, all these tears of just like, I did it.
It makes sense why you're so like passionate and fiery about uh-huh. just like what you do now because uh-huh. you're like, I worked my ass off for this.
I cannot tell you how many agents don't like this about me because I'm too fiery or I'm too much.
That's embarrassing for them.
Yeah. And I'm like,
they can't handle the heat.
No, they can't handle the heat at all. Like, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like, that's great that you say that and you can recognize that because I can't even explain to people like, this is why I'm so prideful. This is why I'm so passionate. This is why I'm so involved in all my businesses because this, like, I created this for myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that not one agent can say they made me. Not one agent can say they did this for me.
Yes.
And that's what's so crazy. It's like, oh, my God, what agent, like, got you Sports Illustrated? I'm like, I did. Well,
they probably don't they probably don't like that, though.
Right.
Like, they're intimidated. And if they can't see past that, they're really missing out because they're going to miss on the next
thing you get.
Because we can't grow together.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I'm like, we could do this together.
Peanut butter and jelly soon. Or whatever.
I know. I need to, but...
Wow.
I'm fine right now.
Ella, that is fabulous.
Thank you.
I want to be like, I'm so proud of you. Like, literally, like, that is...
Thank you.
It's so hard to put yourself out there time after time after time again. And that page was well deserved.
Thank you. It was
That's sick.
It was a journey.
I need to know, how did you get the show to walk in the show? Because that for me, I remember seeing that and I was like, this girl is a fucking model.
Wow, thank you.
The way you were walking, I felt like you like stole that show.
Oh my God.
Genuinely. You're really good walking.
Thank you.
In the show.
It was just like
shit,
this energy.
But I was like,
it was like, it's funny because from a model standpoint, people are gonna be like, her walk was terrible if you actually know how to like walk. But like for me, it was an energy that I brought, and I think you probably just like felt that energy. It was like very captivating because it was so much like, I feel like I was like telling so many stories through that walk. Like I was like telling a whole journey in that walk.
Well, I was just about to say, like, at the end of the day, who is that? I don't want to be ignorant because I am in the subject, but like, who is that walk for? Is it for other models?
Right.
Like other models, is it just for that? Because to me, that walk like affected me. I'm not a model. It affected so many other people like across the internet, across the world who like don't model. And that like you, the way you walked and worked it in that bikini, I was like, why am I ever questioning? Like it makes me feel more confident in a bikini.
Totally.
Like being in a bikini is a vulnerable position. I feel like that's that walk is way more than like models'
way
criticism.
More.
I'm
totally.
Sorry. I don't want to like.
No, it's so true. I mean, it was so much bigger than just a walk or a show or like a modeling thing.
And it was honestly way more powerful than a typical good model walk. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah,
I just have to say that.
And I love that Sports Illustrated allowed us to bring our own like charisma and like spunk to it. Like I put my hands up, I was like feeling my body,
it's
I was like, let's
out.
Go like my hair, like when like, you know, high fashion, you're like walking and you have, you know, rules to follow and a subtle face, but this was fun. It was like vibrant, be yourself. I was like singing and dancing. Like I just felt on fire when I stepped out there because it was just like, look at me go, look at us shine, look at like, for every girl that doubted themselves, for every girl that thought they had to change,
totally,
who didn't like wasn't skinny enough, wasn't good enough, I'm like, I'm doing it for all of you. Like it was such like a bigger, like what you said, it was so much bigger than that.
I will say too, it's like as a viewer, just one behind the screen on the internet, but also like I'm sure being there in real life, like watching the show, it's way more fun to watch.
Totally.
I'm sorry. Like totally. Someone that's working it, someone that's having fun, like someone that's smiling, like using their arms. Like that's why we were all in love with like at the time the chokehold that Victoria's Secret Fashion Show had on us totally. And like now Fenty does. Like they're dancing, they're being cool, they're like being weird, totally. Like you know what I mean, versus
totally.
Like hands by the side, like I'm sorry, that's like sometimes like watching paint drying,
right? No one wants to watch that.
Yeah. Or like it's an art in its own way. It's just this is
it's
more
so cool.
fun and spicy.
Totally,
it's because
it
fun
makes
to
you feel included, and it makes you feel like an energy. Like I said, like people were like, I literally feel your energy when you walk.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do, is like bring 100%. That feeling. So thank you.
Well, yeah, you slayed that. I'm so excited that Thanks. You finally got the opportunity, because I'm sure that helped, you know, make you have the confidence you really wanted and needed, or you know what I mean? I'm
100%.
Sure it helped further your career
that
with the next thing.
That helped a ton. Like yeah. that month when I walked, I got 30,000 new followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's motivating.
Right. And that was a huge jump, because it just went viral. It was like on like this news, and it was like on like news international and like whatever. And so it popped off, and I was like, people want to see this. And then this year I went to Miami Swim Week again. I didn't walk with SI, but I walked with three other shows, and those went viral as well.
Hell
and I
yes.
got another 30,000 followers that month. Like every month of July, Swim Week is the most pivotal thing in my career.
Whoever is a swimsuit designer and isn't using you is stupid. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Like you, every time I'm not a big Swim Week girly. It's not like uh-huh. I go or like, but when you're there, I'm like invested. Just yeah. like your weddings content. When she goes to a wedding, she captures the wedding the best God. Way, which we will talk about.
Literally
but
hire like, me, please.
Yes. The way that she, like you own Swim Week and like, I don't know. It's
Thank
such
you.
A, like, a cool, like effortless, like fun way. You can tell you're just really passionate about it. It's fun to watch.
Totally. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. It's so fun.
I love it. I want to talk a little bit about now what you're doing on the internet. You just posted your epic like side by side with Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
What do you call this again?
Thick girls can rock this fit too.
Thick girls can rock this fit too. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind this? Why are you doing this now? I was just telling you off camera, I think it's a genius idea.
Thank you.
It seems like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talk to me about it.
Yeah. So I first started out doing Julia Fox because she's an icon,
icon
of course.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can I
Come
just
on.
Say,
yeah.
Julia Fox, she puts people on, and she is a nice person.
She seems
like it. Like the way that she just went to like the Parsons like fashion school
uh-huh.
fashion show, and she wore like a student's design. And I was like, that is so nice.
That's really cool.
And really cool.
I love that. No, she's so cool, and her TikToks are hilarious. They're always spot on. She doesn't give a shit. She'll be wearing like no makeup and just like on a rant. I'm like, I love you.
She genuinely doesn't give a fuck.
No,
it's
at all.
Crazy. It's so cool.
It's so cool. And you're right. She does put her friends on. It's yeah. She had Kanye buy all her friends like Birkins at her Birkin bag.
Puts people on.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that about her.
I do too.
A lot.
She popped off. So I loved what she was doing, and I love how unique her looks were. So when she dropped the whole like low rise skirt look, everyone was like, oh my God, I wish I like had, you know, her stomach to wear that, or I would never be able to wear low rise. And then low rise jeans came back, and everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, me
and
included.
And I was like, right. And I kind of was too. I was like, yeah, I don't know about this trend.
Yeah.
I don't know about her. But then I was like, wait, this would be really cool to show people that I can rock this and that you can too in a curvy body.
Yeah.
So I kind of started like that. And I think there's so many looks that, you know, when people on TikTok are like, is it fashion or is she just skinny?
Yes.
And it's so true. It's like, it's like you can be thin and literally just wear low rise jeans and a white crop and you're an icon. But the second I do that, it's like not cool.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm tired of fashion having this double standard of with body types.
Yes.
So when I started to see all these iconic looks come out and Julia posting this, and it was like very like minimal clothing or sheer this and sheer that, no curvy girl, yeah, cut out this, cut out that, no curvy girl was going to wear that and wanted to wear that. And I just was like, how powerful would it be to show people that you can rock this fit too?
Mm.
And that's kind of how the series started. And I did her and it popped off.
Well, you did the Calvin Klein grocery store,
and
right?
Then the, yeah.
Okay,
and then
some, or did you do one before that?
One before that was the white
Got
skirt
it.
And white top.
Oh, that's
with the
right.
black leather boots and black leather gloves. It was
Iconic.
So sick. With the first look she did with the black liner.
Okay.
So I did that.
I love her. Literally. She's crazy.
She's crazy. So then the underwear Calvin Klein one, someone was like, you should do this. Someone else was like, you should do this. Like my PR girl was like, you should do this. And I was like, you guys are crazy. I'm not going to a grocery store in my bra and underwear. Like, this is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, but you would literally look insane. Like, this could be so sick. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
So I got a whole team together, 2 days notice, ordered everything off Amazon super quickly, DIY'd it, like sent it, was waiting for the Amazon truck to arrive at like 2 p.m., shot at 3 p.m. for 15 minutes in a grocery store, and it like blew up. Like, iconic.
Okay, so many questions. You're hiring these people to help you.
Yes, it's like a collaborative effort of like, this is what I'm doing. It's not a paid thing, but if you want to get behind it, it's a lot of exposure.
Okay.
It pops the fuck off.
Really smart.
We're almost guaranteed press. Like, if you believe in me and this message, let's fucking go together. Let's do it. And so that's kind of how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I hope one day it can turn into a full-blown business where I'll have, like, an income from it where I can actually pay out, like, a whole team. But it's more of, like, people wanting to get involved. They're also, like,
people,
you know.
Like, people need the practice, too. Like, even, like... I don't know, experience, like, just like with the videos, you doing it multiple times, like, you need to, like, do glam on people multiple times to be freaking good.
Right.
Like, you need to, like, shoot. When
it's creative.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's fun. Like, it's not just work.
Add it to your portfolio. It's, like, it's good.
Exactly. And some people want to do it because not only is it good practice, but it's also just, like, fun and, like passionate and, like, it's for something bigger than just a photo shoot.
It's making magic.
It really is making magic happen. And it's really bigger than all of us, and, like, it is bigger than me, and it's something I see myself doing long term and very, very impactful. That it's not like, hey, will you just like shoot me? Like, I have a really cute outfit. Like,
yeah,
it's like a big thing that like gets picked up by Yahoo and Daily Mail like all the time, and it's massive right now. And I love it, and I'm passionate about it because of the message behind it. So people automatically want to get on board, paid or not.
Love, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you did Julia Fox in the grocery store. Then what was next? Was it Kim?
So then I did that, and then I did the Kim K vintage Hollywood skim shoe.
So cool.
I just saw that shoe and I was like, this is sick. And it made me think, like, I've never seen a vintage Hollywood curve girl. Like, the biggest one we had was Marilyn Monroe, and even then, what was she, a size 6, size 8?
Yes, literally.
Like, at most.
You know what made me, like, turn my head?
What?
When Kim wore her dress to the Met Gala, and she was like, I had to lose, like, all this weight to get in it. I was like, wait, wasn't
Marilyn Monroe, like, plus size? Big?
Yeah, I was like,
dude,
wait.
Me too.
I was so
No one talked about that.
Yeah. And so then I was like, oh, was plus size, like, size 4?
Yeah. No, it must be,
like,
because
two?
Kim
because
was, like,
Kim?
A 4,
yeah.
6.
What the?
Yeah.
I was literally mind-boggled
by
that.
That was mind-boggling. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, wait, everyone's missing the whole conversation. This doesn't fit Kim?
Yes.
Is that supposed
Kim's
to fit
tiny.
Me? That would fit my arm.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean she was plus size? So I don't think, like, vintage Hollywood and the old Hollywood, the 90s and 60s, 80s, whatever, it was the heroin chic era. They didn't have girls
You're
that
so
looked
right.
like me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this is even more impactful to show that. And then Skims didn't really have a curve model in their campaign. They had one girl that was kind of curvy, maybe size 6, size 8, but was not a curver plus. So I was like, this is even cooler to then show Skims and Kim, hey, use me next time in your campaign.
They'd be so good for Skims.
They still haven't commented, though, which is so rude, but it's okay. Maybe one day. You know?
I'm sure they saw it.
No, they did.
Yeah.
It's a scene in my DMs. They saw it. And they DM'd me the night before. I was like, I'm posting this tomorrow morning. They're like, we can't wait to see Ella. So beautiful.
Oh.
And then I posted, and then nothing.
Interesting.
And I was like, very interesting. And I know Kim has seen it for sure. Like, some of her friends follow me on Instagram. Like, I just know she's seen it, but...
You know
it
what?
Is what it is.
Yeah, you'll keep doing it.
One day we'll cross paths
and
I'll be like, remember that? It's literally my background on my phone right now is me and her Daily Mail.
Slay.
Yeah.
I love that.
So funny.
Okay. And then you just dropped one this morning.
I just dropped Bella. She wore this iconic catsuit, nude catsuit mesh thing. Fashion Week 2018. So sick. And I was like in Fashion Week and my team was like, what do you think about doing a recreation shoot? I'm like, everyone pump the brakes. Too much. Like, I just did Kim K. I'm exhausted. This Fashion Week's insane. But, like, when someone places something in my head, I have to do it. I'm like, okay, I have to do it. So I got a team together last minute, and we changed my flight twice, made that shit happen.
You were, like, CEO of changing your flight.
I had to.
It's crazy.
I was like, bitch, you are going
to
do this in New York
City. We need to normalize changing flights.
Normalize it.
Yeah. Canceling flights.
Make moves.
It's fine. You don't have to show up on time.
Yeah.
You literally miss it.
Cancel. Miss it. Me missing my flight to Cabo for Victoria's Bachelorette. Never forget.
Yeah. And I so know that.
Yeah.
Via the stories.
Via the watch. Yeah.
Via the stories.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Love what you're doing here. I think it's so creative.
Thank you.
I think it's... really unique. And like, it just stands out. Even if I didn't give a frick about whoever the heck you're doing it about, even if I didn't give a shit about Julia Fox or Kim or Bella, even though I do care about what all they do. But you know what I mean? Even totally. If I didn't care, or if I didn't care about you, like, it's such a cool concept. Mm-hmm. And it could live on its own without anyone's faces tied to it. Does that make sense? Totally. Like, it's such a cool, good idea. And,
thank you.
I don't know. I really think you can do a lot with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
me too.
Honestly, would love to brainstorm some stuff for you and how you can make it even bigger for you.
I would love that
one day. But like, I really love the messaging behind it, and it's so. First of all, people already love remake stuff or like nostalgia or like,
yes,
you know what I mean. So you're like taking a really good
thing that people already like. But then tying such a strong message of impact around it.
And people love side-by-sides,
love it.
You know what I mean?
Whether it's a before and after, this or that.
People love a side-by-side. Or you know, how so-and-so did this makeup look on so-and-so. Or I don't know. It's just, it's really, it's
transformations.
Really good. It's to the point. It's simple. It does a lot.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's so fun creating them. Mm-hmm. I'm on a high today, seriously.
Really?
Oh my God. It's full-blown prep. I was up till 2 a.m. prepping for it. Woke up super early prep. It's such a big thing when I post it for me. It's
what are you prepping?
I'm prepping the photos, the side-by-sides. I'm sending them to my team, seeing if they want to pitch it out and get press for it. Sending it to my other, I'm sending it to the team that was involved. I'm making sure tags and credits are right, thinking of the caption, writing out the caption, prepping the post.
I like how you go hard with the caption.
Yeah.
Do you have a publicist?
I do.
Okay, so does the publicist help get it out there? I feel like you do so much of your own shit. I'm what is the publicist doing for you?
I do. Yeah, no, I do a lot of my own stuff, you know. But, they help with pitching the idea out and stuff because I don't have time to sit all day and, pitch to all these outlets. And I don't really have all those contacts. But a lot of them actually have messaged me, Daily Mail emailed us and was can we use your photos for the Kim K thing?
Whoa.
I'm I've had connections with different journalists and, with Yahoo that have reached out to me. So some has come from me, but I have to give credit to my team. They work really hard
fabulous.
Some has come to them. Yeah.
I love that.
Pop Sugar was from them.
It's expensive, having a publicist. So I'm glad that you are,
benefiting.
Yeah. Okay. I have to talk about, this is so silly. One of my favorite things about Ella is following her on Instagram because she is literally invited to everyone in their mother's wedding.
She
Instagram stories the best. I wish the way that brides post their aesthetic shit, I wish they would just throw that in the garbage and post what you're posting.
No.
Does that
literally
make sense?
Literally.
You're posting we're there.
100%.
I don't even know the people getting married, but I'm invested.
But you're invested.
And then I follow them.
Oh my
literally.
God, I love
I'm
that.
I'm who's Allie or someone in Northern California?
Yeah.
I'm I know who this is now because I literally was invested in your stories from her wedding.
Yep.
I have no idea who she is.
Yep.
Oh, who is that? I don't even know.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I guess I should be following her.
I shot SI with her and she
had no idea she's in SI.
Yep. And now she's married to Eric Hendricks, who plays on the Vikings. Love them. But no, their wedding was so fun. I love to just capture the raw moments of on the dance floor or the moment, I don't even know what I'm saying. The bride and the dad's dance. And then it's and then we're all hammered. And then I'm posting a selfie video in the mirror, feeling myself. But it just makes you feel like you're there.
No, and then she's literally crying. And she's
literally mid speech. And they're I'm so glad to have you in the family, son. You're so great. I'm this.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm emotional wreck. It's this, but it's so fun.
No, it's so good.
Thanks.
I'm not kidding you. I was excited to see what Victoria Garrick, by the way.
Yeah.
Ella's really good friend. And I'm a big fan.
Love her.
I love her. She was getting married. So she had all this wedding content coming up. And genuinely, I was no, but I'm excited for Ella's stories at the wedding.
Oh yeah, everyone was tapped the hell in. I've gotten so many story views every wedding I've gone at. They literally skyrocket. My story views will double. It's hilarious.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm oh my god,
same
people
with the
love
bachelorette
this.
I was I need to know what's going on. Normally I wouldn't care. I'm sorry about a random bachelorette,
right?
When you went, I was I need to know the details. Also, Victoria's seemed extra lit and cool.
It was really freaking fun. Yeah, no, they went hard.
Yeah,
her family put on a great wedding. It was stunning.
Yeah,
it was just so wholesome too, and it was so, I just love her and Max so much.
Uh-huh.
So It was fun. And then it was like getting people involved on like TikTok. I'm like, what should I wear? And then she was like, you can't wear a red dress. So then it was like the whole dress saga of like, what dress is Ella gonna wear?
You did black, right?
I did black.
Yeah.
But I was like choosing between green? Like, yeah, or like pink. And then I wanted blue. And then,
yeah.
So it was funny to get people involved too, invested on like TikToks. And then they'd come to Instagram and watch the story. So it just full ties it in.
So it's I like feel like you are the perfect, like I'm literally inviting you to my wedding just so you can get please, the content
please.
That I need.
Thank you so much. You're like, you're not invited because you're my friend. You're invited yeah. just for the content. Thanks
people
so much.
People start hiring
thanks
you.
So thank you.
People start hiring you just
no,
for
literally,
the
literally. Some girl was like, can you actually come to my bachelorette? Like, I'm not kidding. We're going to Nashville.
No,
and I was like, sis,
good
I'm down.
Like, this is the thing is I can tell like you're actually fun, but you're
oh,
capturing
you
the
up.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like in Mexico, I was like, get it, girl. Like, up down on her whole outfit. Like, I'll hype you the fuck up.
And I love that.
And I'll hype your grandma up too.
Yes.
Like, bring her too.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. We love
oh
her.
Oh my God. I see, I know.
See, you know. You're literally tapped in.
No.
You're
it's
tapped
the way.
In.
Anytime you're like, I'm going to a wedding, I'm like, yes.
You're like, yes.
Like, I can't
post
miss
reservations
this.
On.
Yes. Dead ass.
Get ready. Next year, I got 5 already on lock.
Let's go. I hope that I go to a wedding one day that you're at.
Oh my God. We'll be in everything together. I'll make. We meet here on the dance floor, bitch.
Oh
that
my God.
That would be so good.
That
okay.
would be funny.
Taking shots. Okay, sorry.
Exactly. Okay. Going back to your like modeling stuff, I heard on a podcast you were talking a little bit about how like unstable the budget is being mm-hmm. a model or mm-hmm. what is it your income
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And you said you made or you were at the time making more money being an influencer
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really interesting
mm-hmm.
can you talk a little bit about that
yeah I mean how do I say this yeah modeling isn't as consistent right now for me as influencing jobs
okay
and I have a social team that runs my collabs for influencing and they bring a lot to the table, honestly.
Like a management.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they bring a lot of new deals to the table. And I think with modeling, it's been so hard for me to find. We talked about this a little bit before the cameras were rolling, I think, about the agent thing.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to find a solid agent right now for modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great one, a mother agent, but it's been so hard to like land a stable, steady agency here in LA where I'm growing with them for like a year at a time. So every agency I've been with, it's only been a few months and it's not worked out. So I haven't been able to build my consistent modeling clients yet, but I still work a lot as a model. Like I still get like DM'd a lot or like emailed a lot to like,
copy.
You know, do
yeah.
like whatever shoot. But social media influencing, the more I grew and I grew pretty quickly on my platforms, that has been my most stable income. And I would say that's my biggest income is that. But when you do get booked for a modeling job, it is a good amount of money for the day, but it's not that consistent.
Yeah.
Whereas influencing.
It's once in a blue moon, kind of. You can't control
right,
it.
Right. You can't control it. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's twice a month. Maybe you have 4 campaigns and then maybe you don't work for 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's like you need to have money saved and you need to be good with your money for those months that it's, you know, a dry spell and you're not getting booked because mm-hmm. it's you literally have no say or control over that. So that's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's a lot of models that work at restaurants and do serving jobs or do like side jobs or side hustles because you can't solely rely on modeling unless you have those consistent, every Monday you book with Forever 21, every Thursday
yeah.
you're booking with like, you know, Aritzia, whatever
like e-commerce
it is.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
E-com stuff. That's the bread and butter jobs. Mm-hmm. But like the big campaigns happen, you know, once in a blue moon.
Yeah. It's so interesting because mm-hmm. it's like, I guess from an outsider's perspective, I would like, I feel like if I didn't know anything about modeling or influencing,
yeah,
I would, think,
would
like,
think
I would think like being a model, like, oh, you just like you're a model, like life is easy. I don't know. Like I feel like
yeah.
people don't understand the nitty gritty of modeling
totally.
And like how like going to castings. I know like even Fashion Week is like a pain in the ass.
Oh my God. It's so funny because it's like, and this is not to harp on what you just said, because a lot of people think like this and I kind of did too. It's so funny how not easy modeling is. Like people
yeah.
think modeling is so easy that you just stand there and take a photo.
Like,
how
cute.
Hard could it be?
Yeah.
I'm
oh,
like
art.
It's literally an art to have to put on a face for every single photo with every single outfit back to back to back to back. You do not stop
mm-hmm.
with weird angles of weird body, contouring
yeah.
your body, making sure your face, your angles are right, knowing your body, every single angle of your body. Like, for 8 hours a day, full day, your feet are in heels, you have blisters at the end of the day. Like, it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just, like, sit there and just, like, whatever. Like, you have to have your face to look good in every shot. So, like, it is so hard. And then it's mentally challenging. And then people struggle with eating disorders. And then you're getting picked apart every day on your body and your hair and your face and your skin. It's a lot mentally, too, that people don't see. And then financially, you're not getting paid for 30 days plus. I've waited 6 months to get a check before.
Yes. Honestly, same from influencing.
Yeah. And it's hard. And it's like you're trying to juggle this and do that. And then you need new photos for your portfolio. And then this photo is not strong enough. You need to work with this photographer. And then you're paying almost $1,000 for this shoot. Like, it's a lot of investing in the career. Mm-hmm. You're competing against how many girls in LA? It's like, so forget many. About it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's hard.
What impresses me the most is, like, I feel like I've been on set all the time or so many times with models, like working on set. And it's so insane to me, the like almost the dance they do, like going, like posing. Cause in my head, like when I'm modeling for something, I'm like,
right,
hand on the hip, right? Right. Or like a little, like I'm like very like
you're in a pose and then you're in a pose.
And then you're, it's like very almost like
it's not fluid.
Going through the motions. Yeah. Whereas what I've learned, correct me if I'm wrong, is modeling's very like,
you're fluid. Like
you get, you get the shot in the middle of the poses almost.
Totally. That's and it's so cool that you've seen that.
Yeah, it's so, it's an art and like it's a dance almost. Right. Like a really slow one. But it's very fascinating and I'm very impressed because like there's been times where I'm on set with models and they're like so normal and, you know, happy go lucky. And then they get on set and they just like bring the heat. I'm like, whoa, I cannot do that.
No, it's crazy. And I think it's funny because Sports Illustrated on my shoot with them, Yutsai, the photographer who did like America's Next Top. Right? America's Next Top Model with Tyra. Oh, wow. Like, he's just been, he's an icon. He taught me the fluid thing. Like,
oh, really?
Because when I was like kind of a beginner with swimsuit modeling, I was doing the here and then here, which like was cool. But then when I started doing that, he was like, let's do more fluid movement. And I was like, he actually kind of taught me that. And now really? I do it in every shoot I do. And so instead of going like here, it was like, go here, but then like move your, instead of going just here, move your hands up. And then when I was moving, he's like, don't stop here. Go all the way up your face. And then you'd go here and that was a shot.
Got
and then it.
It
was like, and then bring it up here and then bring it to the top. And I was like, whoa, this is sick. Like he brought me out of my shell because I was just doing the click, click.
Yeah.
And then the second you start moving your body and like doing different angles, like it's so sick.
That's what's like crazy. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool that you picked that up because it took me a long time to pick that up.
They're literally doing a dance.
Yeah. That, like, you are dancing the tango.
Yes, actually. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about your dating life. Are you dating anyone?
Oof. No, so single.
What dating moves are you making right now? Any?
I never talk about this. TK, you're crazy. no dating moves, but like dabbling here and there.
I dabble too.
I dabble.
Okay.
Are you? So you're single?
Yeah.
We're dabbling?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going for you? I'm going to switch this back on you. The roles have reversed.
It's really hard.
Like, what's working for you and what's not?
I don't love the apps.
Me neither.
Like, bro,
me neither.
I really don't.
Me neither.
Like, and it's, I feel like I sound like a broken record, but it's hard. It's like, I'm freaking so busy. I don't want to waste time going on a date that's like, meh. Like, I feel like I could have missed.
Right.
Which I know I shouldn't have that, like, you need to go on dates to meet, like, it's practice. Like, I get it. But I don't know. I feel like in LA, like, I'm like, this partly it's my fault. Like, I'm in a bubble. I go to the same events as the same people. I do the same things as the same people. I go to the same restaurants as the same people. It's like, I need to get out of my shell. Like, that's not who I'm going to date.
Right.
I don't want to date an influencer.
Right.
Or, like, you know what I mean? Someone, I don't know. I want, like, a normal, like, hardworking, fun,
love that,
like, high level of integrity guy.
Love that.
And it's hard to find, like, I feel like normal guys in the city.
Uh-huh.
Especially when, like, I don't know, I feel like I have a similar schedule to you. It's like, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow.
No,
and
literally
what I planned is gonna change.
Totally.
So it's like, it's really
hard.
So how
hard. Do I plan anything?
Yes, or a date or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Or
I,
texting,
like,
forget it.
I'm literally praying someone, like, sets me up with someone.
No, me too.
Or, like, I meet someone. I don't know.
Me too.
And then I'm like, oh, I want, like, a, you know, normal, whatever. He has a good job, whatever. But then I'm like, would that even work for me? Like,
would he like my schedule?
Yes,
would
exactly.
Like, what I do?
Should I, like, that's why I'm also like, should I date someone that's in the industry? Because would that be helpful,
we'd,
you know,
see
what I mean,
like,
and then
we
would understand
similar.
Each other more, mm-hmm. or like, I don't know, stuff like that. Would they even give a shit about what I do, or would they think it's still, I don't know. It's,
right
it is challenging. I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer of dating, because I know there's someone out there. I know there's a lot of guys, great guys out there. It's just like finding,
like,
them,
losing,
I'm like,
hope every day, to be honest. Like, are you kidding me? It's so hard out here in these streets.
Okay,
it's so hard. Oh my god, it's like nearly impossible. And dating in LA is the worst thing ever. I think it's the city. I think it's a mix of, like, what we do for work is hard too, because then like maybe they'll say like that guy's intimidated, but then it's like, okay, so then you date an influencer or someone, but then they're talking to 20 other girls, and then that it's just like, and then this person thinks you're using them, but then maybe yes. if they have more, then if you have more followers than them and they're normal, then you think maybe they're trying to just get on like what you're doing.
Yeah, it's
and
so
then
weird.
Everyone thinks
it's
everyone's
so
using
weird.
Each other, and it's like, oh my God, like can we just be normal?
Yeah,
like can you just be normal?
Have you ever? What's your type?
What is my type? I don't even know. I like athletic.
Me too.
I hate admitting it. I hate admitting it, but like I like athletes usually.
What about the weddings? Are you meeting guys at the weddings?
Yeah, I am.
Not storing that part.
Yeah. I am meeting some guys, but like
I feel like a wedding's a good spot to meet.
It is, and I've always had great luck at it. But I'm like, what's the next move?
Okay.
Where is this gonna go anywhere? Is this just like fun for a night? Is this I don't know. Like I have met guys, but you're right. Like then I get busy and then they're busy and then I just like don't care to text all day and then they think that I don't have time for them, but I'm like, just don't text me all day. Like, ask me to actually hang out. Like, make a fucking plan and I'll show up. Like, I'm not the type to be like, what's up? What are you doing? Great. How's your day? Good. On my way here. Good. On my way there. It's like, no. Like,
yeah.
Make a plan, set a dinner, or like, whatever. And so,
it's hard. It's so hard.
It's so hard.
I wish that I had, like, better tips for people.
I know.
And for myself. Like, I wish.
Me too.
I feel like I try and ask people for tips, too, and they're like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. It's like, we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
What's
maybe
your
we
type?
Need to go out on the town more together.
Wait, we
to like
definitely
a different,
do.
Outside of our bubble.
Outside
you know what
of
I mean?
Our bubble.
And you go to some sports bars.
Yeah, let's go mix
stuff
up
like
the
that.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Let's go mix up the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
super down
because
all
this.
My friends are wifed. So.
Okay, I love
wifed
this.
All. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm down.
So we'll report back.
My type, yeah, I love an athlete. Mm-hmm. I love even just like an athletic type or like they played in high school or college
yeah.
or like, you know
they
what
like
I mean?
Like,
you yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I do like a bigger build.
Me too.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, smart.
Driven,
they need to be funny.
Funny as shit.
Yes, they need to be driven. They also need to, like, be able to, I, like, love a fun banter.
Uh-huh.
Like, keep up with me. Like, I throw
totally.
A little dig, they throw a little dig. Like, I don't know. I'd be able to hold their own. I also
have
don't want
to,
like,
confidence.
Walk into a party and I'm the only one talking. Like, you need to go hang and hold your own while I'm going to
right.
hang and hold my own.
Right. Match that energy, like hold your own.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that's the hardest about LA that I feel like no other city deals with is the whole like, are you using me? Like,
right.
Sash, am I using you? Like,
right.
that thing is like a whole other planet that most people don't like
even
have
to
navigate.
To.
Yeah. It sounds like gibberish right
no,
now.
Right. They're like, what do you mean, clout?
It doesn't
like,
even make sense.
Yeah.
And when you're in it, it doesn't even make sense. I'm like,
no,
what's going
it's
on?
It's stupid. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuine, but I don't know if you are. So now I should actually not trust you, but then you're not trusting
and
me.
Now
I'm like,
weird.
Yeah.
Because you're being weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know.
Vibe killed.
It's hard. I definitely want to be set up. I think that's the move.
I think so too. Someone that really knows me and like loves me and then is going to connect me with someone that they really love and know. And they're like, wait, you guys are a fucking pair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where are my friends at? They're all wifed up. None
I know.
Of them have friends.
Yeah. Literally.
The whole roster is open. The whole team's open.
Literally.
Like, none of these guys have any friends, any teammates.
Do
any...
you think there's like an age though that like guys get to that... I feel like in my head, like, they're just guys are either ready to settle down or they aren't.
Right. Yeah. And that, yeah, I don't know. I think it's like people always say, like, you will know once you know. And like, I think it depends on their intention too, because no matter how cool you are of a person and how much you hit it off with this person, kind of like what Ting says with the box theory, it's like if they are already going out on the date knowing they just want to hook up and that's what they're looking for, it doesn't matter how cool you are or wifey you are.
True.
Like,
yeah, it doesn't
that's
matter.
Not what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I think I've started to realize that because mm-hmm. I'd be like, wait, no, but it was a really good date. But then I was like, wait, no, he literally just got out of a relationship. He does not want to date anyone.
Yeah.
It's not a me thing. It's a him thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's not my fault. Maybe it's just like the wrong person, like, you know, it's just not like what they're looking for at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My toxic trait is like, yeah, of course I want to look someone that like, I want to look for someone that has a relationship or wants to have a relationship, right? But my toxic trait is if they say that in the dating app, I'm like, ew.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
like,
I'm like,
looking
relax.
For a relationship. I'm like, oh my God, why'd you put that?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, that's too
that's
much.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's like cringeworthy.
Like,
why are we like this?
Me?
Yeah, I know we do this.
It's embarrassing for me.
Or someone that's like too interested and like hits me up all the time. I'm like,
yes.
Ew, no. But then
they're
like,
hey, can you chat on the phone later? I'm like, no.
Yeah. But then the one that's not hitting me up, I'm like, just call me and ask how my day is.
I hate us. You know, like,
I'm the problem. I'm the problem.
Yeah. Okay, this is great. For anyone struggling dating in their mid-20s, we're right there with you.
This is great.
Okay, where can everyone follow you? Get more tips.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
This has been fabulous.
Yeah. Follow me at Elahalikis on Instagram and TikTok. And more confidence, self-love, maybe some little coaching coming soon.
Hell yes.
Stay tuned, kings and queens. It's been real.
Yes. Guys, she's such a fun gal to follow. Thanks. Like, actually, like, the wedding content, the side-by-side shoots, the trips, modeling. She gives it all and is really fun to follow. So definitely check her out.
Thank you so much.
And thanks so much for listening and watching Make Someone's Day this week.
Peace.
Love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.